Good morning. How are you guys? Good. All right. My name is Ashlyn Akiona, and I'm a current senior at Walker Valley High School, and I plan on attending Bryan College next semester. I'd like to begin in Psalms 19:14, where it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord." We tend to forget that last part that follows this. It's something I forget when I'm speeding through prayers or I'm presenting myself like I am right now. I always focus on how my performance can be pleasing to him on my own. I focus on how I can speak the right words, have the right meditation of my own heart, and act in a way that was pleasing to him every day. On my own, I failed every single time. I would slip up in my anger and hurt others with the words of my mouth, and think and feel negatively towards others with the meditation of my heart. And I certainly did not act in a way that was pleasing to him every day. See, we live in a world that focuses on the aspect of doing. Do this, do that, and don't forget to do it well. Time and time again, we do so many tasks at once that we fall short on how well we can do just one thing. Why is this the case? It's because we forget that last part. Oh Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. After gaining massive amounts of courage, Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt with the guidance and protection of the Lord. But this was not the case in the beginning. He was a shepherd, and shepherds at that time cared for and protected their sheep. As a young girl, I cared for others as well. That was my sheep. And I am blessed to be a part of a family of shepherds that cultivate an environment of caring for and protecting others. But sometimes our doing gets in our way. We lose all of our energy and we lose all of our focus. And when it's time for God to call upon us to do something that pleases him, we simply say, we don't have enough time. That tends to be my favorite excuse. But God saw the resistance in me, the resistance to go all in and do with him, and gave me a burning bush moment at Camp Cherokee. Around the time of camp signups were being sent out to people, I was in a rough patch of my life. I poured my efforts into a close friend who was battling a serious medical condition that was diagnosed in the early months of my sophomore year. And much later, closer to the time of camp signups, I received another text from another close friend of mine that he too would undergo treatment for a serious medical condition. I began to realize as a 15-year-old girl that death is very prevalent in our world. This newly developed fear drove me into a very focused attitude. I began to doubt God, and no matter how much harm I caused myself, I never showed, because I wanted to be the ultimate encourager for these people. I pushed down that fear, and in turn, it destroyed me from the inside out. How could God let two of the most important people in my life suffer while I was in perfect health? It was at the lowest point that God extended his hand toward the wonders of my life when I received a text message from a very dear friend of mine, Victoria Walker, urging me to go to camp for a second time. I had been my seventh grade year and found out I wasn't much of a camp person. Don't really tell them that. And I gave her my slew of excuses, but before I knew it, I was stepping off the dock onto a loaded pontoon boat on my way to Camp Cherokee. From the beginning, I made sure that my experience was not about me because I believed I was in perfect standing with God. I poured my efforts into focusing on the power of prayer and working through my friends. But I learned very quickly that an empty cup cannot fill another's. The first night, Casey Benson, the speaker, mentioned a story about a pastor's kid he ran into at another camp. This kid had grown up in a Christ-filled home, just like me. He presented a kind demeanor, just like me, and he accepted Christ at a very young age, just like me. When it was time for the invitation for salvation, Casey urged the crowd to make the decision for themselves. And in that moment, the pastor's son realized he had never made his own decision to follow Christ, and I hadn't either. And nothing could have stopped me from running to the counselor and rededicating my life to him. Now, I'd like to tell you that in that moment when I said rededicated, everything dropped, all of my weight dropped, but it just didn't. I still felt that weight on me through the rest of camp. I felt like I was taking a step forward, but lugging a suitcase behind me. But God saw that in me and gave me my burning bush moment at the end of camp. The last night of camp, during the service, God's spirit was flowing through the room. The pianist, Jeremy Barber, became the burning bush through which God spoke to me. Jeremy had stopped playing and began to ask around the room where an Ashley was. My name's Ashlyn, it's not Ashley. I looked around until he pointed out the yellow dress and the headband I was wearing at the time. Everyone's eyes seemed to be on me as Jeremy told me how in tune I was with the message and how he could see I yearned for something from God. And he simply told me this: maybe it's less about what you do, but more who you are in him. And I can't completely tell you what happened in the next few moments, but I felt the presence of our Holy Father wrap me in his arms, just like a hug from my dad. Looking back at Moses, after the burning bush, Moses spoke boldly about our God. He cared for people he led and, most importantly, trusted in the Lord's strength. Moses demonstrated to me what great faith was supposed to look like after he crossed the Red Sea. He became an advocate for the Israelites and bared their shame to God on Mount Sinai. Moses sought to understand God, and when he asked to know more about God, the Lord tells him in Exodus 33:14, "I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you." In this meeting in particular, Moses stresses that he wants to see God fully and know him more. And that's what we as Christians have to do, a constant meeting with God to love him and know him more and more. God promises that he will walk personally with Moses. And I pray every single day that he gives me that same kind of rest. And I believe that for you as well. Our world calls for independence when we are such a dependent creation. He made us so that we lean on him in the tough times because we simply cannot do without him. He is our only strength and our only redeemer. Thank you.